October the 29th, a raging fire sweeps through Queens, engulfing an entire neighborhood.
The building next door was on fire and it was coming this way.
Many people are trapped. A power station explodes in Lower Manhattan. Some of the city's power supply fails, even to hospitals.
10 seconds later, the power shut down. It was a total blackout.
Across the storm-ravaged northeast coast, people are in a battle for their lives.
Two or three nurses came running out. One of them was crying.
Mid-October. Autumn has finally arrived on the northeast coast. In New York, the weather is starting to turn cool. Tourists enjoy Atlantic City's iconic boardwalk. But Hurricane Sandy will change all of this forever.
Hurricane Sandy had tropical storm force winds 1,000 miles across, so it was an immense storm.
But why was this storm so damaging? What caused such widespread devastation? Why were areas like Staten Island and the Jersey Shore so badly affected? And could it happen again? The answers lie in a unique sequence of events. Meteorologist Henry Margusity is an expert in extreme weather.
I sat there thinking to myself, this is going to be a really bad situation.
Sandy's deadly march begins. 5,500 kilometers away, high above the Atlantic Ocean, a small ripple of air forms in the atmosphere. 35,000 kilometers up, a weather satellite records the formation of a hurricane in the Caribbean.
We know the ingredients that can come together to make a hurricane.
The scale of the storm is already a cause for concern.